Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. In just a minute, we'll get Upfront and Down Low with singer-songwriter Teddy Thompson. Yeah, that's the name of his record. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from our own newscaster, Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Recovery efforts are underway in Mexico after floods have devastated the state of Tabasco. Mexico's president calls the flooding one of the worst natural catastrophes in Mexican history. The waters destroyed 500,000 homes and have left thousands of people stranded. Authorities found two more bodies yesterday. If confirmed, the death toll would rise to 10. Many in Tabasco remain camped out on rooftops or upper floors of their flooded homes to protect their belongings from looters. Rescue teams are trying to deliver much-needed food and water to stranded residents. Three French journalists charged in an alleged plot to kidnap African children in Chad for adoption in Europe have been released and sent back to Paris. The journalists were among seven Europeans released by a judge in Chad, including a Spanish flight crew. All were arrested last week after workers from a French charity group were accused of trying to fly 103 children out of Chad. The workers claimed the children were orphans, but later it was revealed that many of the children had one or more parents at home. 14 other people are still in custody in Chad, some facing serious charges that could send them to jail for up to 20 years. And in case you needed more evidence that China's economy is booming, here it is. The Chinese oil company PetroChina debuted on the Shanghai Stock Exchange today with a market value of around $1 trillion. That makes it the world's biggest oil company. Its value is double that of its closest rival, ExxonMobil. Shares in PetroChina more than doubled in their market debut after raising $9 billion in the world's biggest IPO this year. And finally, he's probably the most famous mummy in the world. And for the first time, ancient history buffs will be able to see his face. Yesterday, archaeologists removed the mummy King Tut from his stone sarcophagus in his underground tomb. They pulled aside a white linen covering, which revealed the king's shriveled, leathery black face and body. The mummy of the 19-year-old pharaoh was placed in a climate-controlled glass box in the tomb with only the face and feet showing. Scientists began restoring King Tut's mummy more than 2 years ago, and yesterday was the first public viewing of the golden boy's face, 85 years after the 3,000-year-old tomb was discovered. Officials in Egypt are hoping the mummy will attract millions of tourists every year. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
You know what's really cool? If you go to yahoo.com, they've made a computer-generated version of what King Tut may look like. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Is he cute?
He was a kind of cute guy.
Kind of handsome. He's a little pretty.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit pretty. You can
but
see it there.
He looks kind of pharaoh-like.
He does look indeed.
Golden.
Royal.
He looks like Yul Brynner.
He does look like Yul Brynner.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.